Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great for consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, it is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, and a survey of last year found just 13% of Americans do not like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Hell doesn't like grilled cheese?
People that aren't American.
That's ridiculous.
People that haven't had a tomato soup.
I mean, I like them, but I bet I haven't had one in 4 years.
I mean, even if you haven't had one in a while, I bet you if someone gave you one, you'd be like, man, I forgot how good this is.
Grilled cheese sandwich and soup. If you just make it at home and you like sit down, like, it's pretty good. A couple Ritz crackers on the side.
Does tomato soup serve any other purpose? Like, I don't know anyone who just eats tomato soup. But if you give me grilled cheese, I'll dip it in there.
Yeah, right. Let's see. A 30-year-old man in Oklahoma named Jeremiah Bullfrog Robinson got arrested for theft.
No kidding. He was a friend of mine.
Jeremiah Bullfrog Robinson?
Yeah, he's a good friend.
Yeah, I don't know the song.
It's an older song.
I know. It's Joy to the World.
Yeah, never understood a single word he said.
Three Dog Night. Yeah.
Always.
Oh, he knows
Five
Three Dog Night. It's the band. He just doesn't know the...
because it's right here.
Oh. I thought maybe you were working on it.
Mike, I think this is one of these songs you know. You just don't realize you know.
Yeah, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it just opens with this line. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I mean, at that point, like, you just tune out. Like, okay.
And then he says, I never understood a single word he said, but he always had some very fine wine.
Yes.
Ah. All right. So he has a bullfrog that makes wine, and he drinks his wine because it's a very fine wine.
How does the bullfrog make wine?
And turns out he's been drinking swamp water for years.
That makes the world happy. Either that or he licked a toad and he's hallucinating.
There you go.
Joy to the world. I'm drinking wine with my best friend, a frog.
A woman in New York totaled her car on Wednesday after she saw a spider and freaked out, because that's the world we live in, where you can just go ahead and total your car because you see a spider.
Did she crash?
Yes.
Of course.
That'd be how she totaled her car there, Ted.
Trying to kill it or just freaking out?
No, she just freaked out.
That's ridiculous.
Sent her into a paralyzing freak out where she then had to crash.
What if it's one of those, like, Australian-sized spiders?
Then it shouldn't survive here.
Yeah, right. If it's one of those, like, the giant ones in, like, the deserts and, like, the Middle East,
not okay.
I get it, but... I don't know.
Right.
I guess for me, if there was a snake in my car, I might freak out.
I think anyone would. I'm not scared of snakes, but it's different when I'm driving my car and there's a snake next to me, you know?
Yeah.
I have a different reaction.
But keep in mind, Ted, say that this is like a teeny tiny baby snake that shows up in your car. That's the equivalent of the spiders that we have here in this country. Now, granted, we do have some big wolf spiders and some, you know, weird attic spiders that show up from time to time that are about as big as your hand, but they don't show up in your car.
So, would you keep driving if you looked in the rearview mirror and it's Peter Dinklage in your back seat, but you didn't know he's back there?
It seems like a lot of the more venomous snakes are smaller. Like
snakes. Yeah. Like, of course.
Right.
You don't want to, and any, if
but
you have a juvenile.
It doesn't have to be venomous. It can be a gardener snake.
I'm just saying, I think that Ted has enough resolve to where he would pull over the car and then get out and say hell no and burn the car.
I doesn't have to
get anybody else involved.
You'd have the presence of mind to pull over and then light your car on fire. Yes.
That's right. You already did it once.
Yeah, good call, Mike. I've had a car that's on fire.
Parked that bitch.
That's how
you parked it.
Yeah, that's the last car I had. That's how I get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Torch them. You collect insurance money? No.
I'd start to torch things.
The first privately funded moon landing failed yesterday.
Yes, it did.
The unmanned Israeli ship crashed into the moon's surface.
To be fair, it made it to the moon.
It got there.
And it touched down. They said they lost contact with it. It was like 480 feet from landing.
About
that. You've got, 250,000 miles, whatever the hell it is. And then the last, it's like a 45-story building. At that point, you lost contact and it smacked into the ground.
Damn.
Good job.
A new study found the most common childhood memories are Christmas with your family. going to the beach, going to your grandparents' house, hearing the ice cream truck, and playing in the park.
So fun stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
no.
Childhood
right.
memories, sure. Yeah.
Sleepovers.
Remember Daddy putting cigarettes out of my forehead?
Oh, no. When Mommy told Daddy to leave and never come back, but Daddy came back 3 days later. When I woke up in the middle of the night and Daddy was hurting Mommy.
Right.
You were having sex. It's not morbid.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, right, I think you'd rather remember the good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you even look at your past relationships. You're like, oh.
I don't know why we broke up.
Yeah, that's like, oh, you got to almost remind yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one of those cousins that would come over and just drink a 12-pack of beer by himself and not offer it to anybody else?
I had an uncle like that,
put the 12-pack in between his legs. Just sit there and sip beer. Didn't matter what the holiday was.
Yeah, but everyone knew that they were the alcoholics, so it's like, it was okay.
Never offered a beer to anybody.
No, barely
really?
Even
talk.
Yeah, go get your own. It's mine.
Oh.
But you couldn't question it. I mean, like, that's...
Who does that?
Man. Yeah, that's insane.
Relatives
old
don't mind.
Old generation. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's just random. Open the top, put it between their legs, sit down, and basically not get up until that 12-pack is gone.
He was puppy guarding the 12-pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm drinking it.
I definitely remember a Christmas with, like, some, like, cousins of, like, my mom, and we went over there. So for dessert, they were trying to be fancy, and they were like, look, we have, like, champagne flutes with fruit in it. And we'll drizzle Grand Marnier on top.
All right.
And that, 10 minutes later, turned into us just doing shots of Grand Marnier and then, like, eating a strawberry.
Oh, no.
Chase it.
Right?
Is Generation Z even more entitled than millennials? A new survey found 76% of workers between 18 and 23 think they should get promoted within their first year at a new job.
That's to work hard.
Yeah. I think it depends on the job, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it can be done.
Look, people are bitching now about nature flicks. I think we've reached the edge of, like, look, you can complain, but I just don't know who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
After the pendulum needs to swing back a little bit.
Right, exactly.
This is going to amaze you. The top excuses we use for not getting in shape are...
I don't have enough time.
Don't have time to exercise.
I don't feel like it. I like the food
can't
I like.
Can't get motivated. Junk food is too tempting.
Yes.
I can't resist food around the holidays.
Working out sucks.
I don't have time to cook healthy meals.
Yeah, resisting food around the holidays is a tough one.
It is a tough one. But I've long since accepted that I'm fat and lazy.
So it's not so tough for me anymore.
That's right.
Those were the highlights?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
Yeah.
What other reason would you give? Like, they checked all the boxes, all the possible excuses.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, right, like, I hear Mike saying, they just be like, yeah, I just don't feel like working out.
Right.
I also like that people are finally just saying, man, straight up, I hate the taste of healthy food.
Like, thank you.
There it is.
Yeah, so. You can eat it without having to be like, this is the best.
Right.
Because it's not.
Right.
I only eat to fuel my body. There's a new dating term called cloaking. It's kind of like ghosting, where you just disappear and you don't return texts. But when you cloak someone, you also block them on every app you've used to communicate, like dating apps and Facebook.
Have you tried cloaking?
Cloaking.
Oh, yeah. It's much dirtier.
Isn't that just called being dumped?
Right.
That's what we used to call. But now, you must name every little part of the process.
She won't answer the phone. She won't return my calls. She won't talk to me. That's right. Pretty well just
called
dumped.
They're done with you.
The hoops exactly. That you've had to go through have changed over the years because society has changed over the years. I mean, Facebook wasn't a thing back when you guys were dating.
But
so
it's
really,
also not so much that. At some point, either you get the message or you're obsessing. Right.
It's,
I mean,
it's
at that point,
the message can get there a number of
changed,
ways,
right.
But you got to just decipher what that message is. Pretty cut and dry on this one.
At some point, right. You have to realize you're crazy.
And here's the other side of it. You don't need a reason as to why she dumped you.
No, doesn't matter. If someone doesn't want to be with you,
right. Let it go.
Move on.
Let it go.
Also, I would say, too, like, with Facebook and stuff, like, I don't think people keep around old pictures of their ex-girlfriend. So it's like, it's not that weird. Like, yeah, I'm going to unfriend her and get rid of those pictures.
See, they moved on. That's why they broke up with you.
Right. A new survey found the ideal roommate traits.
What are they?
They don't exist.
Respectful, responsible, honest, clean, friendly, quiet, doesn't smoke, has similar interest in love, the animals.
Almost sounded like the Boy Scout Creek.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Say it again, Mike.
Careful.
Respectful, responsible, honest, clean, friendly, quiet, doesn't smoke, has similar interests, and loves animals.
Can you do the Boy Scout one?
Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Two.
Damn.
Nice.
Wow. At Tamatha, we're just gentlemen and scholars.
Keep it quick.
Yeah.
Keep it simple to
point. We go
to
above and beyond the old...
Boy Scouts,
the old,
too much verbiage.
That's right. Well, we go above and beyond for Eagle Scouts.
Oh! Miles wouldn't know anything about that.
No, I was too busy being in the Order of the Arrows of Vigil.
One day we gotta have a scout off.
Scout off?
Well, because he's an Eagle Scout,
but he's an
and
Eagle
you always
scout.
Bring up that you got this
Yeah, I have the sash too, crap. Miles.
All right.
A hospital in China is getting a lot of backlash.
You have the sash.
I have the sash too, Miles.
A hospital in China is getting a lot of backlash over their waiting room entertainment.
Which was?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hook in the police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Dylan, you understand how this here game is played?
I believe so.
Fantastic. Here is your story. A 34-year-old man bonded out of jail in Fort Pierce, Florida, just last Thursday after he was busted for shoplifting at Walmart. Then he got arrested again 15 minutes later for breaking into a car in the jail's parking lot. He walked around pulling on door handles looking for cars that were unlocked until he finally found one. He stole $547 in cash from one woman's car, who keeps $547 in cash in her car, along with her iPhone, debit card, license, and four packs of cigarettes. Now, cops happened to see him tugging on door handles, and they confronted him. And why did they see him? Because, again, he's in the parking lot of the jail that they just released him from. Well, they brought him back inside, booked him for burglary, grand theft, and possession of stolen property. If the story sounds familiar, it's because another guy in Florida did the same thing after he got in jail in Tampa back in November. My question for you is, do you believe this guy who's determined to go back to jail is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, is it Florida?
Yes, it was in Florida.
Not really sure on the demographic down there. He did get arrested shoplifting from Walmart.
Which is apparently why Walmart exists in Florida, yes.
Okay.
So he's arrested for shoplifting.
He got busted for shoplifting. Whatever amount of time he spent in jail he did, I don't know. They let him out, and 15 minutes later, he's back in jail because he went down the parking lot to steal.
Well, just from the shoplifting from Walmart, I'm already pretty heavily leaning towards white, to be honest.
I mean, I'm just thinking of the websites with the Walmart pictures on. I mean, everyone goes to Walmart. I get that. It just seems like that when it comes to debauchery at Walmart, white people rule.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm feeling a Mexi on this one.
Okay. All right, Dylan, what are you thinking on the final answer?
I'm going white, man. I'm going good. White.
Final answer. Okay, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to a Florida Profile This. We got a Florida man busted for shoplifting in a Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And he was arrested and put in jail.
Sure.
So someone bails him out. Either way, he gets out of jail and proceeds to break into cars parked right outside in the jail's parking lot.
He successfully
broke into a few cars before he was busted again and rebooked back into jail.
I don't want to give him too much credit for breaking in. He jiggled handles till he found one that was unlocked. But naturally, one of the cars that's unlocked also had $547 in cash inside of the car.
Jesus.
But in the end, Dylan, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? You went with your gut and said white.
That is it.
You are correct.
That's right. Walmart.
White people own it.
I mean, technically, the Waltons are white, I guess.
No, but you're right. Most of those pictures of people at Walmart is always white people.
The people of Walmart.
They are stepping. Actually, I knew a woman who worked on the Walton's yacht.
Whoa.
You know her, too. You might not have known she was working there. But one of the things she said, and it's like, it's a beautiful yacht. It's all this stuff. She worked on his yacht for like 8 months or something. You were not allowed to make eye contact with the Waltons.
Yeah, that adds up.
She said it was like they're going to sit down, they're going to have dinner, they have some business associate, whoever. It's like you're hovering around because you put down napkins, silverware. You could not look at any of them. Like, damn.
Doesn't surprise me.
I mean, most billionaires are known for being super nice.
Comfortable around other people. Yeah. Like Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg.
One of the boys.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So if you ever watch a national morning show, right, like CBS This Morning, the Today Show, something like that, you'll always see, Wilford Brimley. It wasn't Wilford Brimley. Who was the old guy that used to do birthdays? The white guy was a little round.
Damn it. What was his
Willard name? Scott.
Oh, Willard Scott, yes.
So now, for our generation, you have Al Roker. Mm-hmm. So Al Roker will hop up there. I like that Al talks a little more, but, you know, he does the weather real quick, and then they go, you know, let's check out what's happening locally. So at that point, the meteorologist or the weather person is in the studio. They're waiting. There's this 10-second window, right? Same way when you listen to radio, right? We'll stop at the top of the hour to identify the station.
Right.
So they're going to cut to this weather person. He's going to give his local report, and then we're going to go back to Al Roker. But this guy was not ready.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself.
NBC's bad.
Oh, hey. That's your latest weather, Savannah.
And of course, Roker has no idea what you've
done. He has no idea that in New York City, this guy just dropped an F-bomb. And that's nice because that's edited. If you go to the Men's Room Facebook page, you can watch the video. The pause is longer because they cut off his mic when he's talking. So, he's talking about somebody passed on. He's obviously talking about something serious.
Yeah,
somebody.
That's the effed up thing.
Yeah, when you hear how long that break is, it is very, very awkward.
Good times.
Yeah, and you know what it is, too? It's like, it's just somebody forgot to cue him or something.
Right. Someone forgot to cue, but, you should have a roundabout idea when it's going to go down, man.
You're watching the show that you're taking the hit in. Yeah.
I'll be dead honest with you. I'm shocked they actually do it live. I figured you would just tape that little 10-second hit and then...
Right, it's a 10-second thing.
Probably should at this point.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Hey, news people, start taping.
You might be 5 minutes off of the time of the...
Right. It doesn't matter. Right. Just right.
The weather's going to stay the same.
Yeah, unless it's like you got a blizzard dropping 2 inches an hour. Nice blizzard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you don't have to be there. You can just tape that.
And if you have a blizzard, you're outside. And right. You're standing in the weather center.
Got to be outside, dude.
That's right.
Got to be out there. Let's see. Sometimes real life characters are actually based off somebody, right? So I think in McConaughey's new movie, he's talked about that guy's based off a real person or this or that. So Sean Penn... who seems to be coming up a lot today.
Really?
Sean Penn was talking with Conan O'Brien, and they asked him about one of his most famous characters.
Yeah, there's a fella who was rhythmically aligned with that character. He was kind of an extraordinary, and so from the time I was 17, I would see an awful lot of him, and I surfed, I knew him.
Have you run into this person since?
2 months ago. I went out for a surf. Coming up this trail, fell in his kids and family, very well-spoken guy. And he says, Sean, how are you? And then he said his name. And it was him.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that anything normal was going to come from that soul.
I was just talking about Spicoli.
Yeah,
that is kind of weird to think. Like, you played that character. So as far as he knows, that guy's still just a beach bum.
Right, because that's the last thing you have in your head, right?
Right, and then to, like, see the guy's all grown up and has a family and stuff.
Hey, man, how are you? What's happening?
Yeah.
Dude. Plus,
it's weird, too, like, when you live near people that you knew as a younger age, and you see everybody growing up kind of together.
Right.
But it is definitely awkward. Like, I run into this. Like, I have some friends that have had, you know, gotten married and have kids since I moved away. And when I go back, I got to, like, remind myself, like, all right, like, it's still the dude, but, like, there's a lot more going on.
You're
now.
So calling him, like, Sugar Lips or something. Oh, Sugar Lips McGillicuddy. I'm sorry, that's your daddy, guys. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
His name's like, Jeff. I apologize.
Yeah. And why is he doing, why is he wearing a shirt? Like, when I left, he was always shirtless. Game of Thrones has a lot of numbers. Let's see. Most shows, by the way, you know, as the shows go on, your audience kind of slips.
Sure.
Not Game of Thrones. Basically, the viewership has gone up. Season 1 had 9.3 million people. Season 7 had 32.8 million.
Jeez!
And you have to think a lot of those people are still going to go back and watch the whole thing.
Yes.
So, you have that as well.
That's what I'm gearing up to do. I'm like, just let it wind down. Everyone's told me about it, but I'm like, look, just finish the thing out. I will sit down and see if I like it.
Well, and Game of Thrones is one of the few shows where people that like it, like, you rarely hear anybody bitching about it.
No, Castle said that he and his wife sat down and watched the first 7 seasons.
All right.
Just so that when this comes on here, a few hours away, right, they're ready.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like a lot of shows that last that long, I mean, I did it with The Sopranos, right?
They start falling
right?
off.
They're like, I loved Entourage, but then there was a couple seasons where I'm like, oh, it's not that good. Like, I give Game of Thrones credit. Like, they must continue to make a good product, because everybody's always like, oh, I still like it. Robin, you a Game of Thrones person? No. Are any of us in here?
No. Mike, do you watch it?
He's not listening to us.
That's all you need to know.
Which is weird, because for a while on Twitter, my profile picture was me in the throne.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the
Iron Throne. Yeah. Let's see. Over the course of 8 seasons, it's filmed in 10 countries. Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, Morocco, Malta, Spain, Croatia, Iceland, the United States, Canada, and...
U.S.?
Australia?
Scotland.
Those sound like great places to be.
You know what, man?
Every one of those towns or countries you mentioned there, I'd be like, I'd go there.
There's a few shows that I thought, man, if you were lucky enough to be on the show and it was successful, that works out well for you. So Game of Thrones would be one of those. That show Lost that was on, I don't remember how many seasons it went, but they filmed it in Hawaii.
Which caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But I mean, all of those, none of the people were from Hawaii. So like, look, we're going to film the show, but... you're just going to have to be in Hawaii around the year. And I'm like, that had to be the best TV gig out there, man.
Locals refer to the show as Howley 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, a lot of shows, you're right, like in movies, film in different places. But then you see some, no offense, but they'll just film in like summertime in Georgia. And I'm just like, oh.
Right, that looks like it sucks.
Awful.
That looks absolutely terrible, man. Yeah, no doubt about it.
It is so hot.
Just sweating.
Yeah. My buddies rode scooters through there and it was just miserable for them.
It's a hot place.
I was
in Alabama in August last year, and it was absolutely insane how hot it was.
Yeah, I've been to Orlando on July 4th in Disney World, and that was obnoxiously hot and humid, and one of the worst thunderstorms I've ever seen in my life.
Even Mickey had an attitude.
Yeah,
the sky just turns dark black, and I mean, it's just
you know how it is. It's that hot and humid, and then all of a sudden you see one cloud. Half hour later, it is like it's like the end of days.
And then after it rains, it gets hotter. Because now you just basically pour water on those coals in the steam room or the sauna.
Let's see. Another fact, most of the production happened in Northern Ireland, where the show used almost 13,000 extras.
Jeez.
2,000 crew members across 8 seasons. And that's weird, man. That's crazy.
How much money does that show generate, man?
In Northern Ireland alone, they used 3,748 pounds of rubber, 1.5 tons of metal were used for armor, and 1,300 shields were created.
I know they said like gallons, like so many gallons of fake blood. I can't remember what that number was. Was it
4,000 miles?
4,000 gallons.
Well,
of
that's
fake
only
blood.
Because they had 6,000 gallons of real blood. But they had more takes than they thought.
52,000 bags of paper snow.
Okay.
Because it's cold there a lot.
Yeah, right.
And
well, winter was always coming, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great for winter, because I don't think any of the other seasons can do that.
Yeah.
Probably going to get really flexible.
Oh, yeah.
Winter is.
They used 12,137 wigs and hair pieces.
All right. Including Merkins.
Let's see. They've had to rent over 68,000 hotel rooms over the 8 seasons. I mean, it's just unreal.
Tells you how much cash you're making.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. They over the first 7 seasons, they've had 132 Emmy nominations, 47 wins, and 7 Golden Gold nominations. Only one win. Golden Globe's not big on the Thrones.
Apparently not. Do you get to keep, like, your bonus points there? Like, you had 68,000 hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a lot of benefits coming your way, man.
Sure.
It does. And probably one of the scariest things here, it's pretty impressive body count. An unofficial fan count said 174,373,000 individuals have been killed in the first 7 seasons. Something we're saying is only 5 episodes where nobody dies.
And those are called the boring ones.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex and violence on that show.
But see, that's what makes me want to check it out. There's sex, violence, body count.
Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, he was on with Jimmy Fallon, and he's trying to be funny here, but it didn't work out.
There's a rumor that once, not that bad, but that once you went to a costume party dressed as Jon Snow.
Yeah. Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is true. That is true.
I don't understand how that's possible.
It was Rose's 30th birthday, and she decided the theme for the costume party was bad taste. So I thought about it, and I thought, you know, what's worse taste than going as the character you play in the show?
It's actually genius.
It's really bad taste. So I did, thinking this was really funny. The trouble was that, like, we had these two girls, you know, handing out canapes and drinks and things. Yeah. And they had not been told what the theme of the costume party was. So they just saw me dressed as my character from Game of Thrones.
They're probably like,
it's like, you sad, sad man.
Like, was it your real costume?
And I was trying to explain it. I was like, no, the theme is bad taste. Like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did, was it your actual costume from the show?
I just bought it from a costume store. And they were like,
well, yeah, what were
they were looking at me like,
did they know who you were?
Is this where you get your costumes from?
I can't decide if that's funny or not.
I think it'd be funnier if you were there.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a hard story to tell to try to convince. But I get it. I get it. People are like, you're pathetic. I mean,
yeah,
look,
right?
Man, if you were a football player in the NFL and you go to a Halloween costume party dressed as yourself, like, people go, man, that's weak.
Yeah, exactly, right? And generally, most sports athletes, like, I feel like it's rare to see athletes wearing jerseys of their sport.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on what you have.
I mean, but how you're Ezekiel Elliott. Are you going to dress like Ezekiel Elliott from the Cowboys?
I'm pretty sure that I went as a football player like at least 3 or 4 years because I had the pads. I had the helmet.
But how old were you?
I had, well, anywhere between third grade and probably 13, 14 years old.
You can get away with it there. You can get away with it.
Well, yeah, that's different, though.
Because it's not your job.
I'm a little league baseball player.
But when you were playing at West Virginia, would you show up to a house party for Halloween in your uniform?
Oh, God, no.
Exactly.
No.
Like, look at me. I'm a football player. Like, Miles, you actually are. Though,
until like kids don't dress up as school students, they got that part.
Yeah, right. So that's why I'm going back and forth. Like, all right, Kit, I see what you're kind of saying, but
you're trying to be too heady for people, man.
Yeah, man.
Dumb it down.
Our favorite person right now, Lori Loughlin. So the other people, make Felicity Huffman. She had pleaded guilty. Other people are pleading guilty. Lori Loughlin had not. And then I've read some things that apparently I don't think she really kind of thought about how serious the charges
She's
were.
She's not very smart.
Yeah. But now, in addition to the fraud charges, now her and her husband are facing a charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Yeah.
Because basically they set up a fake charity to kind of run it through, which is
par for the course.
Right. But
when you get busted.
Right. I mean, that's like the super rich way to launder your money, but.
And they've been doing it for years, but when they get popped, you do get popped. She's really, the more all of this is going on, I'm guessing her husband might be the brains of the operation. Like Felicity Huffman, yeah, you did your thing, but she doesn't strike me as being an idiot. Lori Loughlin, as this goes on, I'm like, this broad is stupid. I mean, she is stupid, stupid.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, I mean, you know, both of those charges carry up a maximum of 20 years in prison. She's not going to prison for 4 years.
We know that, right.
But it sounds like they're going to put her in for something.
Maybe she can hang with a sitch and the guy from the Fire Festival.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Billy whatever.
I mean, they might hit her with something just because at this point they feel that they're being disrespected. But I'd like to tell the judicial man, she's not smart enough to disrespect you. She's just stupid. She's
some
just
people are
stupid.
Saying she might have to do like 3-5.
Well, good. I would, day. Right? If I got caught, I'd be doing it.
Yeah.
No sympathy
yeah. You
here.
Break the law.
You're stupid. You got caught. What happens?
Aunt Becky going to jail.
Oh, sounds that way. Becky. I'm Rebecca now.
Right? I'm Rebecca. Things have changed. Jeremy Renner. You guys all know him.
Jeremy
Renner's in a ton of movies. Sometimes I forget his name.
Right. I know exactly who he is.
Right. He was in a movie with Affleck in Boston. They're stealing stuff.
He was in The Arrival. He's Hawkeye in The Avengers.
He is Hawkeye in The Avengers. Thank you. Some people call Hawkeye the least respected Avenger. Because he doesn't really have powers, right?
Well, no. You got a bow and arrow.
You got a bow and arrow?
He's Hawkeye.
Yeah, you got a bow and arrow.
Huh.
You're let down, aren't you? Yeah, look, man, here's the
dude.
He's
no different than a guy at Cabela's.
They like him, right?
He's a bow hunter.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty well.
But I mean, if the Hulk is your
like an awesome shot with his arrows?
Well, yeah.
Haven't you seen a Sunday morning show?
I'm Jeremy Renner, and I'm going to take you out of this room. We're going to have a 12-point buck.
Nah, he's a great shot. That's why he's with the Avengers. I have a bow and arrow, but I'm so good, I can help.
Now, first thing we need to do here, get that tree. No, Brian.
My guy was always Jimmy Houston. He used to kiss the fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fish kisser.
Well, now he's doing a limited Hawkeye series for the upcoming Disney streaming service, Disney Plus. He's not the star, though. He's passing the torch over to Kate Bishop, a female version of Hawkeye from the comics. She's also a member of the Young Avengers.
Oh. The Young Avengers.
Okay. Yeah. It's younger versions of the Avengers.
They should have the old Avengers.
They should have the geriatric Avengers.
Right. We'll be there in a minute.
Right. It's like the geriatric Avengers. Like today, they eat or they eat dinner at 3:30.
I don't fly anymore.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah, Young Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never heard of them. I guess. Well, maybe it's a new thing.
I really wish Jeremy Renner would do an early morning hunting show. The more I think about it,
they would be excited. Those guys. Yeah. You know? And he's one of those guys, I don't know what he's like in real life, but I feel like in the movie sometimes he plays such a badass. Like, I want to go get a beer with that guy. He probably doesn't even drink in real life.
I've seen a few interviews. Seems like a decent guy, but then he's like 5'6 or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, he always plays like the badass, and then like him, Statham, all these guys are like, wait, how tall are they?
Yeah, I wonder if actors can fight.
I would have to think so, because they train. They're training for something.
Right, they're always training for something. Yeah. They might not be the best fighter, but they could probably beat my ass. Which makes you good enough to me.
But there's like a lot of boxers who are tiny, but they're boxers, so you still wouldn't mess with them.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
Right? I wonder if like little actors are the same way.
Little actors. We call a group of our favorite little actors.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Hospital in China apologizes after playing porn in the waiting room.
Oops.
At Dubai Airport, they welcome a new jet with a water cannon, opening a gaping wound in the side of the plane. Florida man arrested at Olive Garden for eating shirtless and drunk with his hands. Oregon has so much weed, a seven-year surplus, it now stands. And shocker, Alexa is listening to your conversations. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to China, where a hospital is getting a lot of backlash over their waiting room entertainment. A video has gone around online, shows several patients and families running out of the waiting room away from the horror that was on the screens. It then zooms in on one of the televisions in the room to reveal someone had put porn on the waiting room TVs.
See, I would not run out of that. I'd be like, kids, go tell someone slowly.
That's kind of what I was wondering. You know, the story says they were fleeing.
That's like, not what they were doing.
It's
That is not what they were doing.
Yeah, it's not something to run away from. You're all right. If you want to leave the room, that's fine. Fleeing is probably the wrong term.
Yeah, it's like a moth to the flame, brother.
That's right. You're all right, Miles?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
He's watching food porn, dude. I'm not going to.
In other news, a man managed.
He says food porn, and I look at Miles.
It's almost like the... It's
almost like the pizza ball you showed me.
It really is.
You just can't stop.
I could.
In other news, a man managed to not have a good time at Olive Garden, which I still can't get to this
day. Here we go again. How come they're not sponsoring us?
Right?
Yes.
Can we just call it the Garden?
Yeah.
Like, let's go to the Garden.
No,
I don't want the Olive Garden, Ted.
We should
I
have
like the name of the Olive Garden.
You know what?
I'm
going to
make a black for it called the OG.
There you go.
At least we should have a dinner there or something.
Right?
Come on.
Love your guys' stuff.
Get some OG breadsticks.
Police were called after a man was badgering multiple customers in the restaurant, asking them for money, food, drinks, etc. Police found him smelling of alcohol on a nearby bench, digging into handful after handful of spaghetti.
Did you see the comments? Did you see the comments on some of that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he's so hot. I'd let him be drunk at my house. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't that good looking.
They're like the McConaughey of
all. That's all it is. It's just the long, stupid hair, damn it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just I didn't write the comments. I was just reading them.
I think it's how he eats spaghetti.
You'll never guess where he comes from, though.
Florida.
Oh, you nailed it.
God, I can't believe he's doing that down at the Garden.
Right?
Well, he knew it's all-you-can-eat pasta, right?
Right?
Yeah. Well, if you want to see
it
with
his fantastic
hands.
Pasta. I mean, I could eat it all day.
I mean, come on, drunk guy. Olive Garden does a nice job of pricing it so you can get all that pasta.
Come on, man.
Eat it with my hands.
But he also ate it shirtless.
That's right.
Oh, that is life, though.
Oh, man.
A never-ending bowl of pasta shirtless?
Yeah. Woo! Out on a park bench.
I'm not sure of alcohol. I'm not sure the shirts are required in a lot of Florida, though.
A man in Essex is making headlines because of his Tinder profile. The profile was posted by one of his potential matches, and the outrage about his profile is not just his shallow nature, forbidding his future lady from having children and must have a job because he, quote, doesn't want to date a bum, nor is it him boasting about having a German Shepherd and a flat all to himself. But the fact that his profile picture is a photo of him in a bathroom in his tidy whiteies with his pants still around his ankles.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, this guy's straight classy.
I'll tell you what, though. He's ripped.
I mean,
look, I want what I want.
Come on now. They're still around his ankles. Looks like he's about to get some stuff done in there, man.
You got thighs like that. You got to show them off.
I guess. But lose the pants. Like, just the tidy whitey shot. Right. Oh, right.
You want him to lose the tidy whiteys?
No, I want him to lose the jeans, man.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, the tidy whiteys picture is still a douchebag picture, but the pants around your ankles just takes it to a different level.
Okay. It's like the picture your kids send you because they successfully peed in the toilet.
Right.
Daddy, look.
Like, why are your pants around your ankles,
and
man?
And who's taking pictures of your pee?
I mean, that's like eating handful after handful of delicious Olive Garden spaghetti shirtless on a park bench while drunk.
It's bad form.
Get arrested for smoking that blunt, though.
I'm in misgivings.
A sad story of a lottery winner. A 90-year-old woman was the sole winner of a $590 million Powerball jackpot back in 2013. And after winning the jackpot, her son stepped in to help her manage her money properly. Unfortunately for them, he steered her wrong completely, doing business with an unqualified advisor that charged $2 million in fees and invested poorly. She's now filing a lawsuit against her own son.
Yeah?
She's not going to get it back.
No, there's millions and millions and millions of dollars that was lost.
Loan money to a friend or family member, as Ted will tell you, and then see what happens.
That's right. That's right. You'll never guess where that happy family's from.
Florida.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Bad calls are a part of sports, but when umpire shows lack of sportsmanship, the people will revolt. An umpire in Las Vegas drew some heavy, heavy boos when he didn't let one of the grounds crew do their job. The AAA affiliate for the Athletics has a special employee by the name of Finn the Bat Dog. Have you guys seen this guy?
Yeah.
He does just that.
Oh, we have.
He fetches the used bats from players after they've made their plays, but a video going around online shows the umpire late in the game robbing Finn of his duties and tossing the bat himself over to the dugout.
Small penis. Control freak. Good luck in life, buddy. If you're going to... Look, you can be all that with people and all that with players. Like, this is my... I'm the policeman of this baseball field. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
But I say
a dog's going to go out there and take the bat, and you're ruining that experience. Like, you're kind of a douche.
You exactly are a douche.
I mean,
he threw it all the way across the damn field.
That's what that dog does. People actually go to watch him do his job, the dog.
Right.
Some umpires, man, just stop.
Right, settle down, man.
Right.
You're the umpire of a AAA affiliate.
Exactly. Go eat your steak in your steakhouse and go to bed and get up in the morning.
There you go. This is going down to...
We hate umpires.
This is going to suck. Freaking umpires.
Yeah, that dog is so cool, man.
He is. He's phenomenal. He's got a little jacket on. He just runs out there and grabs it. It's great.
Yeah.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, the random question, men's room rules, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.